At the 2011 Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, I am visiting with Jerry White. And Jerry, I know you're executive director for the Kansas Corn Growers. We're out here working with the Renewable Fuels Association to promote ethanol, which at least on signage and different things we're doing, it says ethanol fueled with pride. My interaction with some of the people so far seems very positive. What do you think from a Kansas perspective about this type of promotion to this type of audience?
Well, I think the audience is a little bit different than what we might have traditionally thought about in the past, but certainly, especially when we think of issues like E15 coming into the marketplace, we need to think more holistically about consumers and where maybe pushback comes from. And we found out during the E15 discussion that in particularly the boating community and small engine motorcycles and more specialty uses were problem areas. We, of course, have been attempting to address that for years in some of the communications pieces and research studies that we've done. But the reality is you just got to get out amongst them if you want to make progress. And so this is a part of it. In terms of the motorcycle community, there are a few events every year in the United States that bring in literally tens of thousands of bikers, and this is the one closest to us. And so we've been doing this for a few years, and it has had a positive impact.
Now, by the way, I'm first time at this, but I've talked to some of these folks, and I'm not a biker myself, but it seems like you have some that have a pretty good awareness and seem very satisfied with the performance they've had, even some commenting on the fuel economy, and then some who are kind of on the other side. Does that maybe present or show that there is a need for further or better education into an audience like this?
Well, I certainly think as a consumer group, this audience does have some opportunity for improved knowledge. I think, well, most consumer groups do, and this would be no exception. One thing that certainly has occurred, though, in the last few years is that the predominance of ethanol-blended fuel is pretty well there. So in the old days, you might have had biking consumers that maybe would avoid ethanol in their fuel when it was possible for them to do that. Nowadays, it's pretty hard to do, and coming to Sturgis, riding through South Dakota or Nebraska or Kansas or really anywhere in the Midwest, you're going to be using ethanol-blended fuel in your bike. That's been kind of a forced awareness that, actually they're still able to get the Sturgis on it. Which I think is a good thing. But now it's more about taking an acceptance, if you will, and actually trying to build a base of support, which is a little bit different than just saying you can get here on it. Now we're talking to them about why they should care about burning it, even if they have a choice where they might choose to use it.
Well, they're all going to go back home, and they come from everywhere. I'm guessing, I didn't hear it officially said, this could be every state in the nation, for example. So, like you said, that's a community that's pretty strong, connected, and they talk to each other. You've got a bike yourself and are riding here, and I guess have in the past. I know yours you've had converted to run on E85, I believe. How has that worked for you personally?
Well, it's kind of a fresh deal. My son and I had a couple bikes converted in April, and so this is really my first major mileage jaunt on E85. Unfortunately, I've had fairly good access to it. I think in terms of performance, we certainly were able to prove to ourselves, not that we needed to prove to ourselves, that E85 does, of course, work. It does have the power. Actually, it maybe lends itself to motorcycles that typically require higher octane than the average car does. The higher octane in E85 is a nice benefit, but really dramatic is the price difference. Over $1 a gallon difference between E85 and Sturgis this morning and the 91 octane that normally would be put into my bike. So that's a big difference. We're still sorting out what kind of mileage changes there might be, but I can assure you that what minor mileage drop we have will be much more than offset by a dollar a gallon savings in fuel.
Well, I guess I'd also like to ask, back in your state, in your area, we've had some severe weather challenges that I know are varied, which really isn't that abnormal when you come down to it, but we sure have seen a lot of media attention on it. How are conditions? How does the corn crop look in your state? What are your expectations?
Well, Kansas certainly is known for the variety in weather conditions, and certainly this year was no exception. In fact, it might be a tremendous highlight to how dramatic it can be. In southeast Kansas, kind of the area that I live in, there virtually is no corn crop. A lot of it's been baled for hay, put in silo, but there won't be much grain harvested. And I think that's pretty well true across the southern tier of counties and even central and west central Kansas, other than where there's some irrigation. And irrigation is really supplemental rain. So you can't hardly do a crop on 100% irrigation, at least in our state. But as you go north, and as I rode north coming to Sturgis, actually, the northern tier of counties were surprisingly green. Surprising from a standpoint of what I would expect in maybe a more normal year, but also dramatically different from where I started at earlier in the week. So, you know, I can say that it's going to be varied as usual, but we're going to have some pretty good corn across the northern tier of counties, it looks like, and the irrigated corn, you know, hopefully will do its part. And so with all the variety we have, it's a little hard to guess where we'll come in overall in state yield, but we'll certainly have some corn, but we're going to be hurting come harvest time.
Anything else that might be of interest to other corn growers about what's going on in Kansas, or what you see as some of the things you're going to be working on as we, we're now getting through the summer. It won't be too long for harvest time, and even thinking ahead to planning for next year.
Well, of course, when you come through the kind of production challenges that a lot of our growers did this year, it's hard to really come across real optimistic without it being a little bit facetious to the people getting the message. But I would say, you know, the weather challenges that we have, we do tend to get through them, and hopefully we'll get through this one fairly quickly. There's also new technology that's coming out that should help growers and certainly help in our situation. It wouldn't have, you know, the drought tolerant is not necessarily a panacea for and resolve all the issues that we would have had this year, but certainly some of the fields that were challenged this year would have done better with some of the technologies that we should have on the marketplace and available to growers in the next few years. And, I think that's a very positive thing for growers in Kansas.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I've been visiting here with Jerry White from Kansas Corn Growers, and we are out at the Buffalo Chip Campground promoting ethanol here. And ethanol is one of the main sponsors for the 2011 Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.